The Indian Social Institute, ISI, is a Jesuit-inspired center for research, training and action for socio-economic development and human rights in India. It was founded in 1951 in Pune but shifted to the Indian capital New Delhi in 1963. The ISI was the brainchild of a brilliant Jesuit priest, Father Jerome D'Souza, an educationist who was remarkably active in the civil society of the days of independence. He was chosen as a member of the Indian Constituent Assembly, and on four occasions he was India's delegate to the United Nations General Assembly. A man committed to political action, social concern and national welfare, he was known among fellow Indians of all faiths for his feel for national concerns. The current executive director of ISI New Delhi is Father Denzel Fernandez, who took office last year. He was in Rome recently, and we caught up with him to know more about the Indian Social Institute. In the first of a two-part interview today, Father Denzel Fernandez begins by first explaining how the story of ISI is tied with the birth of the Indian nation.
Indian Social Institute, actually the origins came from the independence of the country itself. At the time of independence, there was one Jesuit father, Jerome D'Souza, who was also the principal of Loyola College, Chennai, who was a member of the Constituent Assembly, which was deliberating on the constitution of the country and what laws and what policies to implement once the nation is born.
You know, which is way back in
1947. And after that process, after the constitution was approved in 49 and it became a republic in 1950, the general of the society at that time, Father Jean-Baptiste Janssens, he decided to call upon Father Jerome D'Souza to start this institute for a serious study of the social situation in India. And therefore, he started Indian Social Institute in 1951. And the flagship journal of Indian Social Institute is Social Action, which also started in 1951.
It was primarily, I believe, to serve the Jesuit missions.
It was not only for mission, but it was for social situation. India is a multi-religious and plural society, and therefore how to build this country, this nation from scratch after the colonial powers had left the country. So that was a serious concern. And it was part of the nation-building process that the Jesuits contributed through Indian Social Institute. So Indian Social Institute, on the one hand, did a lot of social research, which also brought out their findings through Social Action, which was the journal. And at the same time, it was the channel through which a lot of church and foreign donor agencies used to route their funds for various social activities throughout the country.
Now, you are the executive director now. I mean, how many executive directors have there been?
It is the 20th executive director.
Has the policy evolved through all these years? Have you gone into new fields of social research?
Yeah. Throughout history, there were various researches and various thrusts. In the beginning, it was with regard to development issues, labor issues. Some Jesuits were very much involved in the formulation of labor policy of the government. And then later, once this globalization, once the economy opened up, there was a totally new situation that emerged in India. And as a result, there was a focus on indigenous issues, tribal issues, Dalit issues, which are issues of the lowest caste, which are the most discriminated section of our Indian society, and women issues. So we have a department for Dalit studies, which deals with Dalit issues. We have a department of tribal studies, which deals with indigenous issues. We have a Department of Women's Studies, which deals with women's issues. But some years ago, we also had agriculture as a department. And what happened is we supported another organization, Agriculture for Food Production, AFPRO. So that is now not part of ISI. It's a separate society. But the director of ISI is always on the board of AFPRO.
But it is a Jesuit enterprise?
It was started by Jesuits, but now it is a totally separate.
Standalone.
Standalone.
Now, Father, could you tell us about the setup? How is it organized? I mean, you have centers around India, or is it just the only institute in the whole of the country?
The Indian Social Institute, it started in 1951, but in 1963, we started a branch in Bangalore. So we also have Indian Social Institute, Bangalore, which was part of the center in Delhi, but in 1993, it became a separate institute, basically focusing on southern India, because the issues of southern India are slightly different from those of North India. So Indian Social Institute, New Delhi, focuses on training and research in North India, while Indian Social Institute, Bangalore, focuses on South India. And it is now a separate institute, but now there is a move to have greater collaboration between the two so that we focus on issues of national importance throughout the country.
Do you just do research, or do you also offer courses to people who would want to update themselves or go into this field?
Yeah. We conduct research on various issues. So that is one thrust. Research is the main work of the institute, social research. On Dalit issues, indigenous issues, women's issues. We also do research on issues of minorities, Christians and Muslims as well, and labor issues.
Do you make any research on children as a subject?
Children, so far in recent past, we have not focused on children. But whenever we do studies on, for example, labor and so on,
it is linked.
You know, we encounter child labor.
Or so, health?
Yes, health. But again, often it is focused on women's health. So that's with regard to research. Then we conduct a lot of training programs. A lot of the training programs have to do with legal awareness, empowering women, Dalits, tribal people, especially representatives of non-governmental organizations, in the knowledge of various laws that we have and how to use them in their local situations. So a lot of paralegal training is given. And we come up with small booklets on laws of the country in simple language so that lay people can understand Indian laws and they are able to use these laws and once they know it, you know, because legal language is often very complicated and it is very difficult for simple
people
to understand. Yes.
Yeah. Now, those who take these courses or this training, are they social workers or do you have also organization or NGOs also coming in and taking this training?
Yes, they are social workers, representative of NGOs and even some people of religious organizations, sisters, priests also come. Especially every year we have training on minority rights where principals of schools all over the country participate. So a lot of religious also participate in our programs.
But I believe ISI is a standalone institute of the Jesuits, not linked or affiliated to any university or to any government institution.
Yeah, we are not affiliated to any government institution nor any university, though we have links with university and the government because we conduct research for government ministries. We are often, our research is funded by the Indian Council for Social Science Research, which is also a government institute. And we have interns from various institutions, including universities, who come to our institute to spend some time or the other. Also, we have interns from some universities abroad who come to our institute.
Who are your researchers, Father? Are they only Jesuits, or you have also lay people and experts in their own fields coming and doing research there with you?
There are Jesuit researchers as well as lay researchers who are
from
religious backgrounds. It is a totally secular institute, so not only Christians, but Hindus, Muslims, Sikhs, people of all religious denominations and faiths, we have staff.
That was Indian Jesuit priest Father Denzel Fernandez, executive director of the Indian Social Institute, New Delhi. Tune in the same time next week for the final part of this interview. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.